Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of dominion. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 from the Easy Bible says, God blessed them. He said to them, give birth to children, grow in number, fill the earth, and rule over it. Rule over the fish in the sea, rule over the birds in the sky, rule over every different kind of living animal that moves along the ground. Hallelujah.
You're welcome back to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifune. I'm your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God.
This shout out goes out to all our friends, well wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. God richly bless you for your deliberate efforts and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, just click on the share button and spread the gospel to the word. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after the short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory to God. You just listened to a beautiful song done by Gateway Worship featuring Jesse Harris. The song titled, Jesus is My Healer. Amen. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. You're welcome back. Here's God's word for the 15th day in the month of April 2024. Jesus is your balm of Gilead. Hallelujah. Our theme scripture for today is from Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 22. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for a beautiful day that you have made and you've caused us to be part of it. We thank you for life, the gift of life. We thank you for your goodness to us. And we want to thank you today for your word that you have sent to us. We receive it with grateful hearts. And with understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Because of increased demonic activities in the world, especially as it affects the health of unsuspecting folks, I have decided to revisit this subject for your unnegotiated liberation from the spirit of infirmity and all captivities of the dark world. Today's devotional is for everyone who wants to experience supernatural healing from Jehovah Rapha. Therefore, if you are sick, believe that Jesus has restored your health because he is your balm of Gilead. But what is the balm of Gilead? The balm of Gilead was a rare perfume produced in the region of Gilead and used medicinally as a healing ointment. The balm of Gilead is mentioned three times in the Bible, It was first mentioned in Genesis chapter 37, verse 25, Genesis 37, verse 25, as part of the goods of the Ishmaelites who bought Joseph and took him to Egypt. In the next two mentions in the Bible of Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22 and chapter 46, verse 11, it was used as a metaphor for physical and spiritual healings. In the New Testament, Jesus is seen to fulfill this term because his death provided both physical healing for our sicknesses and spiritual healing for our sins. Our focus for today is on Jesus as our physical healer. Isaiah, prophesying about the coming of the Messiah, clearly presented Jesus as the one who would bear our sicknesses and grant us healing by his stripes. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. Are you sick in any part of your body? Jesus, your balm of Gilead, has fully paid the price for your healing, and hence you can receive instant healing in your body and begin to live a healthy life again. It is not the will of God for any of his children to be sick. That is why God committed himself to healing his precious people. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. We can find that reference there. God wants you healed and live a sick-free life without any dis-ease, and that should become your own personal experience henceforth. Believe God for a life of continuous health, your present condition notwithstanding. In Psalm 107, verse 20, the Bible says, "He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." The Father sends Jesus as his word into the world to pay the price for our healing. Since that price has been fully paid, we have every right to demand our healing. Therefore, if you have received Jesus into your life, then know that divine healing is your covenant right by inheritance, and you should demand it until it becomes yours personally. Don't settle for anything less. Grow in the consciousness of divine health and watch every infirmity leave your body without hesitation. Amen. Learn to regularly lay your hands on your body and boldly declare your healing until it becomes a physical reality. It may not happen the first, second, or even the third time that you make the declaration, but don't stop declaring that you believe until you see its full manifestation in your life. Declare this out loud to your hearing. Now say after me, Jesus is my balm of Gilead. Therefore, I am healed of every sicknesses and disease. I declare that the Word of God is working in my body and fixing everything that has gone wrong in my body. I declare that all the organs in my body are functioning optimally. I will never be sick another day in my life. I am healed and I will remain healed all the days of my life. Amen. Beloved, this is the secret of those who consistently walk in dominion over sickness and disease in this world, and you too can experience it if you believe and maintain your confession of faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom. Let us pray together, believers. You may say after me, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for making provision for my healing and health in this world. I have advantage because I have Christ as my balm of Gilead. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed and I remain healed perpetually in Jesus' name, and we'll say Amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make Him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. O Lord God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe He died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket, River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen.
Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is still Gateway Worship, featuring Jesse Harris singing, Jesus is my healer. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afamifune. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.
Your defeat. understands my suffering. Every joy and every sorrow, every triumph, every loss, I know everything is covered by the shadow.
Everything bows at his name.